You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Whānau Marama, New Zealand International Film Festival, opened last week in Te Whanganui a Tara on the 31st of July before touring 9 other centres across the country until the 4th of September. Held annually across Aotearoa, the festival lineup this year will feature 86 films and 19 shorts. The program this year brings together diverse film screenings at 15 cinemas and venues nationwide, while also providing opportunities to enhance the film-going experience with Q&As, masterclasses, workshops, panel discussions, and special events, including costume parties and a gig. I spoke to the festival's artistic director, Paolo Bertolin, about the program this year and what he's most excited for. And as the artistic director, what was your kind of vision for the festival this year? What were some of the overall themes and feelings you wanted the program to have?
Well, the main vision that we had for the festival this year was that we wanted to really bring the best of international cinema to the audiences in the whole of Aotearoa. And at the same time, we wanted to celebrate local cinema at a time when New Zealand films are registering what could be a surge in new talents and a lot of thematic discoveries and stories that are really, really exciting.
Absolutely. And of course, the program is featuring films from a diverse range of places across Europe, Iran, Somalia, United States, Asia, and Australia, and of course, New Zealand. But we'll come back to New Zealand. Can you tell me a little bit more about the diversity of the international content this year and what's the selecting process for films?
Well, we are watching the films that we have received. I mean, we receive submissions at the same time. We scout films from other festivals. And of course, we need to keep track of the best films coming out of the main international festivals like Cannes, Berlin, Venice, Sundance. And then, yeah, we have to fight to get them.
So I guess like within that, what are some of the films you're particularly excited about from internationally?
Well, there are quite a lot of films that I'm very excited to share with the audiences in New Zealand. I mean, I could start with The Seed of the Sacred Fig, since we mentioned Iran, because this was one of the films that really did great in Cannes, and it's a very strong political statement from Mohammad Rasoulov, director who has escaped Iran to present the film in Cannes. Also from Iran, My Favorite Cake is a delightful film that shows how a woman in her 70s is trying to find a new life, but she's also faced with the difficulty of living in contemporary Iran. And then maybe another film that I really like to mention is another Cannes favorite, Flow, an animation by Latvian young filmmaker Gintis Zilbalodis, who will be at the festival. A very poetic and beautiful dialogueless journey with a cat in a sort of Noah's Ark rereading that has made Gintis being hailed as the new Miyazaki of the Baltics. And again, maybe one film that I'm personally very fond of is the Hungarian film called Explanation for Everything, which is a beautiful portrayal of what Hungary is today through the life of three male characters who represent different generations, but at the same time, it's a very interesting insight in the politics of Europe at this time when the right wing is rising everywhere.
And of course, we've got a special celebration of New Zealand film, which will be held in Auckland in August as well, the Aotearoa Film Focus Weekend. This sounds really cool and so great to have a dedicated weekend for Aotearoa talent. What can we expect from that event?
Yes, from the 15th until the 18th, the ASB Waterfront Theatre will host the Aotearoa Film Focus Weekend, which is a celebration, again, of what New Zealand cinema is offering us today. It's a very wide section that presents both fiction and documentary films and short films, and it ranges from something like Never Look Away, which is a really thrilling documentary, to fiction like A Mistake by Christine Jeffs, which is a very strong novel adaptation, up to a celebration of the work of Garth Maxwell, who is present there with two of his classic shorts. So it's a very, very diverse program that is really celebrating the different identities of New Zealand cinema today. And I would like to add that one specific strand within this selection is really focusing on the role of the Maori identity and Maori language, thanks to works like Takirua Theatre, Breaking Barriers, Alien Weepery, and the Aka Party Incident.
That's really exciting. And of course, the film festival isn't just films. You've got panels, workshop, quizzes, etc. Is there any other parts of the program you're particularly excited for?
I mean, it is connected to the films, but we are hosting a very special celebration for the first of two midnight screenings that we are having in Auckland on Friday the 9th, on the occasion of the screening of The People's Joker at the Hollywood Avondale. We are inviting our audiences to come and dress up and participate in what is going to be a sort of competition for the best costumes and dress that that audiences wear.
Yeah, I love a costume dress-up night, particularly for a film, and the Hollywood just kills it every time. I've been to quite a few there. And how do you hope the festival is received by festival goers?
Well, I hope that the festival goers will find the films that they're looking for. I mean, the program is very diverse and very varied. Our structure in 10 different sections is supposed to help audiences navigate the large number of films in order to better understand where they can find the films that they really like, that they really want to see. And at the same time, I really hope that the festival is once again received as an important tool of promotion and support to local cinema. And in that sense, we need to mention that we are also celebrating the 30th anniversary of Peter Jackson's classic Heavenly Creatures, which was the opening film of the festival back in 1994. We are presenting the film again after 30 years on the 12th of August, both in Wellington and Auckland at the same time, in order to once again state the fact that this festival throughout its history has been an important launching pad for the best of New Zealand cinema.
That was Artistic Director Paolo Bertolin speaking to me about the programme for Whānau Marama, New Zealand International Film Festival this year. If you want to keep up with more about the New Zealand International Film Festival, tune in to Breakfast on the 19th of July for B-Movies. In conjunction with Whānau Marama, B-Movies will showcase interviews with and about the festival, as well as reviewing films as the festival goes on. That'll be on 8:30 a.m. and 9:10 a.m. every Friday until the 16th of August.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.